Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. How is everyone doing today? Okay, let's just get this out of the way because this is going to be probably a really long episode. Honestly, I'm a little nervous and I'm going to share why. I normally don't talk about the inner workings of my life because I genuinely don't think, for the most part, that they are teachable moments. And when I don't feel like something is teachable, I don't feel like sharing it, especially if it's a mistake that I've made before and I knew how the outcome was going to come out, or it was just something that was stupid and didn't really need a lot of commentary on. But I believe that this episode could really help someone, which is why I'm sitting down and I'm going to discuss it. I have promised myself that stepping into the new year, I wanted to be a little bit more vulnerable and I wanted to share deeper. And the reason why is because I am an artistic, creative, passionate person. And I think I started off when I was giving advice, being someone who would try to say the right things and try to look like I had it all figured out. And the truth is, I believed I did. It wasn't that I was faking it. I believed that I had enough lived experiences to share. And at the time, that's what it felt like. But as I grow into womanhood and I become a little bit more experienced and a little wiser, I have gone through a lot of firsts recently. And I want to share a story that I've been holding on to for some time because I was, I guess, ashamed or embarrassed of it. And it was in regards to a situationship that I had. And the reason why I think there was so much shame surrounding this subject was because I am a relationship girl. I was in a relationship majority of my adult life and when I was a kid. So essentially, I was in long-term relationships since I was like 15. And I never truly stepped into singlehood the way everyone else did in their early 20s or even in their teenage years because I was living like an adult who was going to get married very young. And when I got pushed into society in the middle of my 20s and I had to navigate being a single woman for the first time in my entire life, I made a lot of mistakes in the beginning because I didn't know how to navigate this new chapter. One being, I was very confused about what I was looking for because all of my relationships leading up to me being single, I had ended. And I had ended them and felt really good about it. Even though I maybe was uncomfortable with certain things or I was scared, I really had so much peace in my heart about my decisions because it took a long time for me to come to those conclusions. Like I knew when I ended all of my relationships that it was time and that I was done and that I needed to move on. And it felt really good to be done prior to the relationship ending because it allowed the healing process to feel shorter. All that being said, I never really got to experience the things that I think younger women experienced in their college years or in high school. Things like situationships or hookup culture or just different things. Of course, I was not a saint growing up and I had my moments, but I was pretty sheltered and I had a very interesting bubble that I lived in and I wore it well. One thing I wear well is being a woman that is for one man for a long time. And I'm really okay and content being that way until I wasn't. And I decided that there were things that were more fulfilling to me as I grew up. Something that I thought was more fulfilling than being in love was my career. And I even had a hard time accepting that because you hear all these think pieces from the internet or people who claim that they're experts, that if a woman is engulfed in her career, then that makes her masculine and nobody's gonna want her and all of that. And then on top of it, I'm a student of life. I consider myself to be someone who is an intellectual. I also feel very anointed. I know that I am very special and that God has a specific hand on my life. And I walk in that purpose every single day. So although I've had challenges throughout my life, I really do feel like I've lived a very blessed life for a long time. And I've also lived in a bubble for a long time. I wanted to give a little background and a little context as to what my life looked like prior to stepping into the dating world in my mid-20s and then ending up in a situationship, which I hate even saying because I don't think I ever called it that when I was in it. Even to give more context, I had walked into this situation thinking it was going to be something else. And of course, I can imagine that so many women who have been in situationships before would say to me, yeah, girl, that's usually how it starts. We all have that mindset that it's going to go somewhere. But I don't know, something about my situation feels like an anomaly and it feels unique. And I think it only feels that way because it's unique to my life. I've never had an experience like this. And now that I have experienced this, although it brings me a lot of confused feelings and a lot of uncomfortable feelings, I'm really grateful that I got to experience it because now I know what to look for and what not to accept in the future. Something that I read that really concluded how my situationship felt in the end was that being in a situationship always starts from like a go with the flow mindset, but you never know where the flow is going. You end up drowning in emotions while tortured by ambiguity, uncertainty, amazing sex, and confusion. And that to me was exactly how I felt. As a woman who considers myself to be someone who has really high standards, and I usually don't like many people. I spent a lot of my life to myself. I have very few friends. Granted, my friendship circle has grown over the years, but I always was like the girl with like one or two or three friends. And then it grew as I got older because I became more social. But I always felt like I would never get myself in these situations. And anytime I would hear people talk about their experiences with men in this way, I would honestly judge it. And of course, I wouldn't judge them to their face, but in my mind, I'm like, how the hell did you not see that coming? How the hell did you not notice that that was what he was doing to you? And whenever I would speak about these things, whether it was on my channel or even on my podcast, I was speaking from lack of experience.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm so grateful now that I can have a more gentler approach to certain things because I actually lived it. And it's not coming from a place where I'm trying to make excuses for the behavior of women who end up in these situations, because it's not about making excuses. It's about understanding the depths of our emotion and what we were trying to accomplish, and giving ourselves grace around things that feel confusing. There's a lot of subconscious things that go on when you're going through life in this way, because the subconscious thought is, I've never been in this situation before, but then when you dissect it in shadow work, you realize that a lot of these experiences can feel like a pattern or like something that is coming from the past, like your strained relationship with your father or your strained relationship with your mother or your relationship with relationships prior to this, or just not really witnessing true unconditional love from other people, always being attracted to chaos. There's a lot of things that can come up when you dissect your subconscious thoughts. I think that I got myself in this situation, and we're gonna talk about it. I'm gonna give you guys the full story time today. But I think I got myself in this situation because I love people for who they are. And my love for them does not come from a place of how they treat me, but more so of how they are as a person in general. It's very rare that I come across men who I feel this way about. To be honest with you, a lot of my relationships with men were based off of attraction, alignment, success, him courting me and wooing me and making me feel loved. So it would feel very harmonious when I would get into relationships with guys in the past because they would heavily pursue me. I would feel wanted, desired, and it was almost like an ego stroke. This particular situation, what makes it different, it wasn't necessarily the attraction to his physical that I was drawn to, although he is a very handsome man, but it was more so of me attracted to his energy, how he treated others, who I thought he was, and just his overall presence. Like, his presence was something that I truly enjoyed being around. I fell for someone based solely on who they are as an individual and not how they were to me. And you would think that how they were to me would determine how I felt, but the truth is, he was never bad to me. He just didn't treat me the way I deserved, which is why this particular situation came to an end. I wanted to do an entire story time. And prior to the story time, I want to give you guys a few different things, a few different takeaways that I want you guys to think about when you are identifying yourself within my story if you went through a similar situation with a man. Number one, I want to say this. I am a human. I am passionate. I am artistic. I am loving. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Granted, most people that meet me don't know this about me off the bat, but if you get to know me, you'll see the depths to my heart and to my loyalty, because I do have a lot of loyalty to people that I care deeply for. I used to say that I want to walk around nonchalant and I want to be mysterious and I want to be a siren and I want to be like that woman who can just like eat men and like spit them out. And I tried wearing that hat. It looked good on me for a moment, but with specific people, it's impossible for me to wear that. And maybe that will be my fate. Maybe that's the way it is. But I believe that we can be passionate, loving women and still give ourselves enough to be seen. But if we are not being respected or we are not being treated the way we should, that our unconditional love is not confused with unconditional tolerance. And although I do believe that in my situation, I tolerated a decent amount, once that came to an end for me mentally, it fully came to an end. When you've never been somewhere before, it's really hard to navigate the entire situation. But now that I've been able to live it, experience it, and have like that pushback and that weirdness, I now know what to look for in my next situation. And I will not put myself in this predicament again, because I know where it gets me and I know where it gets everyone. You hear this happen to other people, and wise people learn from others. Something I've learned, and it's a harsh reality, and I believe I heard this from someone too, is that the only person dumber than the fool is the idiot who thinks that they are too intellectual to be fooled. Somebody said that and it really sat with me, because I think for a long time, I thought I was too good to be fooled. I thought I was too good to be someone who would fall for bullshit. But that is not real. And I'm so okay with accepting that people who are smart, people who are amazing, people who have lived experiences can still make mistakes with people. And once you see that situation fully, you're able to walk away or do what you need to do with that. And I think now that I fully have seen the great picture, I see what this situation did for me and not what it did to me. And I'm not mad at anybody that was involved in this. I think for a moment I was more angry with myself, but I'm not angry with myself anymore because I know that this situation brought me closer to my relationship with God and to my relationship with my future partner. I don't know if I would have ever appreciated someone choosing me, loving me, and picking me if I didn't go through these horrifying experiences with people prior. And something that I really struggled with in my last relationship, the one that was super long, was that I was always trying to figure out if I was making the right decision being with them because I didn't have enough experience to really see if I was choosing right because I didn't live any experiences. And whenever people ask me, like, do you regret, you know, walking away from a good thing? Like, I really don't because I needed to learn about myself before I settled down with someone. I needed to learn about who I was, what would trigger me. I needed to learn how to build resilience and strength and confidence in my situations. Let's just say down the line, I marry someone really powerful and he's very desirable and there's a lot of different obstacles thrown our way. I think the woman I was many years ago would be not capable of being next to someone like that. I wouldn't have the resilience, the confidence, the wit, the grit to be next to someone like that. And now that I have experienced so much weirdness, and I'm still going to probably experience things, I think that by the time that I meet someone great, I will be just as strong and just as great. And I won't feel like I was given a gift. I want it to feel like me and that person were gifted one another and we need to value one another to make it work. This story time is about somebody that I ended up accidentally falling in love with. And I learned that my self-love is stronger than my love for anybody. And this confirmed that. And I don't think I am too good for anything anymore. And it makes me look at people differently when it pertains to how I have once judged others. So I did not write any notes for this episode. I really wanted to speak from the heart. And I hope you guys can enjoy it because this is like my first story time about a person. And just to be clear, you guys know I don't really like talking about people on here for a multitude of reasons. One being, I like to protect people's privacy and my life. And I feel like I wouldn't want somebody blurting something about me to others. But the truth is, this is my life too. This is my life experiences. I am not here to bash anyone. And thankfully, I kind of got his approval. There was a night that him and I were together and I made a joke to him that it wasn't a joke, it was the truth, but I said it in a joking way. But I made a joke to him that I made an episode about him, which I did, but I scrapped it. And he was like, oh my God, I want to hear it, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, like it wasn't very nice. And I don't want to do that to you. Like, I just think it's wrong. And he was like, no, like you can, like, I get it. It's fine. So I kind of got his approval. And again, this is my life. This is my experience. And I'm going to try to focus on me in this. And then at the end of the story time, I want to kind of highlight the importance of why getting into situationships are not of your best interest as a woman. Let's go a little bit back in time. I have talked about this on here and on my channel, but for those who are listening for the first time, I've never been much of a girl who goes out. I didn't even know that that was something that people did, to be honest with you. I lived in such a privileged bubble. I don't even know if it's considered privileged, but it was just a lot of my life was based off of dinners with girlfriends, going out with the guys that I was dating, just dinners, drinks, casual vibes, and my weekends were filled with playing with my dogs, watching movies. I'm a pretty good girl, and usually as a Cancer, we are known for being in the house. I had just gotten out of something with someone, and it was a guy that I was talking to for months. It wasn't anything crazy, but I was just having a hard day. And I texted my really good friend Law, and I was like, hey, can we go out tonight? I really want to just not think about men, have a good girl's night, catch up, and we can just, you know, go out early. I think her and I decided we would go out at like 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, have a drink or two, and then possibly stay and dance. I think I told her I really wanted to dance. So I was like, please wear your sneakers. Because normally if I'm going out, I'm going to be wearing my heels. I'm going to be wearing a dress. That's just how I like to present myself. So I put on my sneakers and we go out, and she was kind of going through her own situation with a guy at the time. So it made sense for us to really just connect, and I love her for it. So her and I are at the bar and we're chit-chatting and we're just kind of catching up. And the bar was like kind of empty at this moment. It was really early. So now that I've frequented this place a lot more, I realize now that it gets way more packed as the evening carries on. And her and I were there and we ordered some drinks. And then I noticed that there was like this group of guys next to us to our left. I really wasn't looking much at them, but I noticed that they were there. And they had just gotten sent French fries. She was like, oh, that makes me really want fries. Like, I really want something to eat. So I'm like, oh my God, we can order fries. No problem. Now, we're going to name the guy that I was in a situationship. We're going to name him Dimples because he has the most exquisite smile and it has like the cutest little dimples. So let's call him Dimples. And Dimples looks up at us and he scoots the fry basket over towards us. And I thought that was so sweet. And she was kind of being bitchy. And she's like, I don't want their fries. I want my own fries. And I just remember like laughing, but also being like, girl, be nice. Like, he's being kind. And I think I like took a fry, ate it. And I was like, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. He's like, no problem. And I ended up ordering her and I fries. Dimples, a little bit later, slides over two green tea shots to her and I and says something like, oh my God, the bartender ended up making us too many shots. You guys can have them. Guys, when I tell you my lack of experience with men, bars, their riz, all of that was so evident at this time because I really thought he was telling the truth. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool of the bartender. Thanks. And I literally pick up the shot and I take it. And he looked at me like I was crazy. He was like, you're not gonna wait for us? And I was like kind of embarrassed. I was like, oh fuck. So she's not much of a drinker, my friend. And she's like, Haley, just have mine. Cheers with them with my shot. I was like, okay. So I cheers with them and I take it. And then I guess I thought like a little bit later, wait, like did he like get those for us? Like, was he like joking? Like, I could not believe how little experience I've had in this like department. It was kind of embarrassing actually, but it's okay, nobody can tell. Prior to this day, I have never made out with a guy in a bar. I have never went home with a guy from the bar. I have never talked to a guy from the bar. Not my thing. I never even went out to bars. So I, at this big age, was having these experiences for the first time in my life. And I'm over here giving you guys advice on what to do and what not to do. And I'm over here experiencing my first situation at a bar. Somehow we got into talking and he's buying us drinks, whatever, and he's being really sweet. And I really was like kind of taken by him when I got a good look at him, because I didn't really look at him up until we started chit-chatting. And I guess that's just naturally how I am. Like, I'm a very tunnel vision person. I was enjoying my time with my girlfriend. I also really wasn't interested in speaking to guys that night, even though we didn't really talk to many guys when we would go out, her and I, because we never really went out to bar settings. But when her and I would go out to dinner or do little things, men would always try to talk to us. And that's just the way it is. Like, I'm not bragging, but like everywhere I go, okay, my light shines bright. Men are gonna try to talk to me, even at dinners. But anyways, I digress. I finally got a good look at him when we started talking and I go, he's actually kind of handsome. I really liked his vibe. He had like a 90s vibe to him. It was like his outfit and his like the way his jeans fit and his sneakers. I'm like, oh, he has like such a cute 90s vibe and such a cute smile. And to me, he looked like ethnically ambiguous. So I was like, what are you? And he was like, what do you think I am? And I started guessing. And I think my friend guessed that he was something. And then I had guessed that he was something and we were both incorrect. And then he ended up saying what he was. And I'm not telling you guys what he is because I don't know. I feel like that's too much of a giveaway. But anyways, just know that he is ethnically ambiguous. I thought that that was interesting. That was unique. I actually knew a kid in high school that had the same ethnicity as him. So, and then I thought, oh, he kind of reminds me of that kid. Whatever. So then I asked him about work and what he does and all of these things. And when I tell you guys, he was checking all of my internal boxes. He's educated. He's smart. He seemed to come from a good family. He was very well spoken. He wasn't like an idiot. He wasn't trying to like woo me in any way, wasn't saying anything pathetic or, I don't know, desperate. Like I never really liked desperate men who were trying so early to get in my pants or to try to like make me feel something. Like it was literally just a casual conversation. And then the night just hit me hard. I end up having so many shots, so many drinks. We're like laughing, having great conversation. I then realized that there was like a huge UFC fight on. So the bar ended up filling with people. And my girlfriend was like, Hale, you seem like you're having such a good time. Like, are you going to be okay? I'm going to go. Is that okay? Like, you're fine with him. And I knew one of the guys that worked there. I was friendly with one of the guys that worked there. And he always has his eye on me. Like, he's always checking on me. So she knew she was safe to leave. And I was like, oh my God, yes, no problem. And normally I would leave with her. I never would hang back for anybody, but I did. And it's so funny. Like, I went into this evening so matter of fact of how I wanted the evening to be. And her and I really enjoyed ourselves. Like, we did end up dancing a little bit. We did end up having a good time. But at this point, the night just kept going on and on. And lo and behold, it's like 10:30. And she's like, I'm going to go home, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, no problem. She's like, please text me later. Let me know you're good, whatever. I'm like, okay. I end up hanging out with this guy. He's with his friends. We're having a great time. And I don't know, guys, like, we start making out. He's holding my hand. It's just, it's insane. And I don't know, maybe my naivety got in the way, but I felt like, oh my God, I've never experienced anything like this before. And it's so funny. Like, I'll talk to my girlfriend who went to college about this, and she'll be like, Haley, like, this is what we do when we're in college. Like, we go to the bars, we have this crush, we make out with them at the bar. And I'm like, oh, like, I've never made out with a guy at a bar in my life. Like, I'm not really a PDA person. And me and this kid are freaking making out literally on the bar. And I'm like, so against that, especially like, being that I do YouTube and I always get nervous about people seeing me when I'm out. Actually, at this particular place, I've been recognized several times. So I'm always super mindful of how I carry myself. And this particular night, I just like let all of that go. And I was just having a really fun time. And, you know, he was asking me in the middle of the night, like, hey, let me get your number, let me get your Instagram, whatever. And we exchanged information. We didn't take it all the way or anything like that. That's so not me. But this kid was on my mind after that. I have never in my life experienced something where it felt very lustful, but it wouldn't leave my body after the fact. Like, I usually am a very pragmatic woman. I know what things are. I know what men like want, and I know what to expect. And usually I don't get emotionally involved with people from a lustful connection. I am very much someone who believes that someone should court me, should date me, should try with me, should align with me. And this situation felt completely different. It felt out of body. And again, my naivety, I thought that we felt the same way. Like, it felt so unique to me. And I think it felt unique to me because I've never done it before. I've never been in this position in my life. I've never been this open and excited and giddy with a guy in my life. It was actually so funny when we were like walking back and forth to the bathroom, because like once the drinks start hitting you, you gotta pee like every 30 seconds. Me and him are holding hands through the crowd, and I run into one of my friends from the gym who at the time, her and I weren't super close, but everybody at the gym, I think, and I can't speak for people, but I think they thought I was kind of like a stoic person, and they never saw me with guys, and I'm very like not like that. And I ran into her, and at this point I was drunk, and she's like, Haley, what the heck? And I'm like, this is Dimples. Meet Dimples. And she's like, oh, hi, Dimples. And it was just so funny. Like, I remember them all seeing me at the gym the following week, like, girl, I have never seen you like that before. This is crazy. I'm like, I have never seen myself like that before. This is crazy. So I was under the impression that this person lived in town, in the town that we were in, and that I was gonna see him next weekend. Now, I remember just him and I sitting down and kind of like ending the evening, and it felt like we were gonna see each other again. I remember us having a discussion like, oh, like I'm going to be out next weekend. Are you going to be out? Let me know, blah, 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 blah. And it felt very like it was going to happen. He was like, yeah, I'll see you. We'll hang out again. I would love to. And I was just so excited about it because the truth is, I knew I wasn't going to hook up with this person. I knew I wasn't going to like go home with him or anything like that. But honestly, I wanted to. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I wanted to. And that is so not me. But I did. But I was like, no, I'm going to wait. Like, this is a cool guy. Like, we're going to be fine. Whatever. We clearly really like each other. Fast forward. I am back out the following weekend. Not even going to lie to you. I was so excited to see this kid. Again, my naivety. I thought that we were on the same page. I thought that we felt the same thing. Me not realizing that this is something that a lot of men do. And I've learned that, especially this summer, I've learned that, that guys are like this. And at the time, because this was prior to, obviously, this summer, I genuinely thought, like, if you're, like, nurturing a connection all night and it didn't really go anywhere and you're getting their number and you're doing this, that, like, there was some sort of interest there. And my past has shown that, that if a guy is, you know, hanging out with me, kissing me, getting my number, this, I'm gonna get asked out on a date. I'm going to be seen again. That seemed very much like what was going to happen. And this connection felt so different. And I think I want to highlight this as well. What I really enjoyed about him was I didn't feel objectified. I am very used to being objectified by men. And I think my mother always taught me how to navigate that in a way where it doesn't hurt my feelings. And I just expect it because this is how men are. But it felt really nice to be what felt like I was being seen, I was being heard, we were talking about things that had nothing to do with intimacy, sex, or even how we felt each other looked. Like, I don't feel like him and I have ever discussed the depths of how we feel about how the other person looks. It was more so of a vibe, it was a connection, it was fun, and I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed how I felt around this person. So I go out again the following weekend, and I reach out, and again, clearly I'm doing everything wrong, guys. I'm sure you guys are listening to this episode like, what the hell? Why would you reach out to this person? Are you dumb? And again, I had nothing to lose at this point. I didn't know anything. I didn't know that I was doing things incorrectly. I was just being myself. And I reached out and I found out in that reach out that he does not live in town and that he was actually back at school and he was finishing up his final year. And just so you guys know, he is my age. He is just had continued education, if that makes sense. I don't want to like state exactly what he does, but just know he has a really great job and something similar to my parents. And then I remember him saying in that text, like, oh, reach out to me again soon and like we'll get together. I'll be back. And I was like, oh, okay. So I think I reached out again, maybe like 2 weeks after that, because he was still on my mind. It was still a lingering thought. And I reached out again and he was still there. And honestly, I was trying to backpedal in my mind. Like, did I miss something the night we met? Because he surely would have told me that he doesn't live here and that he's back at school, because I don't remember him ever saying that. When we met, I was under the impression that he was already doing the thing that he was in school for, that he was already that career, that job. And he wasn't. He was not finished yet. And so he was back in a different state. So I kind of let it go and I moved on. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little upset because I felt like he wasn't fully honest with me and transparent about what was going on. And I also felt like maybe the connection was not what I thought it was. So I just kind of released it and moved on with my life. Although he did stay on my mind and I did think about him often. I think I thought about him often because that evening was so fun. Like, I always see on TikTok people saying like, oh, I got out of a relationship that I was in for 10 years and I didn't care. But that one guy I was like in a situationship with for 2 weeks, oh my God, I can't get him off my mind. Like, I knew how that felt because to me, like, there were so many question marks around this connection. Like, it was so short-lived and it felt unfinished to me. And boy, was it unfinished. So then fast forward, I move out my life. I date other people. I meet other people. And occasionally I would think of him and I would go to this particular bar. And I would talk about him to some of the guys that worked there. And I'd say, hey, if you ever see this guy, let me know. I'm just curious if he ever comes back here. And maybe that's crazy, but I'm fucking nuts, guys. And I do weird shit. And they were like, oh, I'll let you know. I've never seen him. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm just now walking into a different life. I'm starting to go out more. I'm starting to have more of a social life. And I'm not going to lie, it felt really nice. It was a change from my life over the years of being in a relationship and then choosing to sit inside. And I remember my mother even said to me, she was like, I'm really happy that you're doing something else. Like, it's nice for you. It's cute. And I want this for you. Like, you're never going to regret doing too much. You're going to always regret not doing enough. So I'm glad that I had this experience, although it was quite chaotic. And now it's months, and I'm talking months have went by that I haven't seen this person or spoken to him. And occasionally he would text me and he'd say, hey, I'm out. Are you? And I wouldn't be. And we would constantly miss each other where he would reach out, I would reach out, and we just wouldn't see each other. It just wouldn't connect. We would never see each other. And we just kept missing each other. We just literally kept missing each other. Months goes by, and I decided to take myself out on a solo date. I hadn't done that in a while at this point, and I really wanted to challenge myself and see if I could take myself to a bar for a solo date. Because in the past, I would just take myself to dinner, or I would go to a restaurant that had a bar and sit at the bar there where it's a little bit more quiet. But I really wanted to dress up, look really beautiful, and just take myself out. And I actually ran into some friends when I was out, and I went to the place that him and I met. And they were like, oh, we're actually going to dinner, but when we're done, if you want, we can join you tonight. And I was like, oh my God, I would love that. You know, come whenever. I was watching sports. I was doing me. And then my friends end up showing up. We end up having a really great night. It was so much fun. I was happy with how the night ended. And it was about midnight. And I'm like, all right, guys, I would like to leave. I wasn't drunk. I barely drank. And I just wanted to go home and go to sleep. I don't really like leaving my dogs super long. And for me, I know me. I like to end the evening early. Back in the day when I was super young in high school, before I could even drive or do anything, I was always like the mom friend where all my friends would get trashed and all of them would get crazy. And I would be the one that's like, come on guys, let's rally. So that's usually me. And I told my girlfriend, I'm like, okay, the night's over. We danced, we had fun, we ate, let's leave. And as I'm walking out of the place, I look to my left and I see him. I see dimples. How have I been here all night and I didn't see this person? So I literally gasp and I look at my friend and I go, oh, that's the guy that I met that one night. Let's see if he remembers me. Let's just passeggiata past him and see if he notices. For all of my Italians, did I say that right? I always say passeggiata, like walking past someone, walking off the liquor, a nice little stroll, right? So I'm like, we gotta passeggiata past him and see. We're not gonna say hello. We're just gonna walk past him. And she's like, oh my God, no problem. Let's do it. I kind of curve around the bar and I walk past him. And this motherfucker turns his whole head around and looks at me. And he's like, oh my God, it's you. And it felt really nice that he remembered me because we hadn't seen each other in months. And I hadn't forgotten about him. I really hadn't. And I was really happy to see him. His energy is infectious and he has the most beautiful smile and he's just a really good guy. Like I can just tell that he's a good guy. And so me being me, because I play hard to get normally, I was like, oh, I'm actually leaving. But it was really good seeing you. And you know, he begged me to stay. He's like, come on, stay, have a drink with me. Like I want you to stay. And it was just so late, guys. I'm like, I can't, like I really gotta go. But like, it was so nice seeing you. And I gave him a hug and I walked away. When I tell you that was the hardest thing I ever did, like normally my ass would sit the fuck down if I really, really, really wanted to play with myself. But I didn't want to play with myself in that very moment. Little did I know the night was going to precede me and it wasn't going to look good for me. But I ended up walking out with her and I said, yeah, I'm not going to sit with him. Like he can think about that and him and I can meet out another night when he actually invites me. And she's like, yeah, that's fine, whatever. So I get my car and I go home. And as I'm driving home, he's texting me, where'd you go? Come back, please sit with me, have a drink. I felt a type of way. I'm like, oh, like I want to be around him. I want to hang out with him, but it's just not the night. And we just kept missing each other for months. Like we would be out and wouldn't see each other. And of course I wanted to see him. And I felt like he was kind of full of shit a little bit. And I kind of saw through that, but it didn't affect me at the time. It didn't bother me. Like most men are full of shit. that's not the issue. I think he's silly and he wanted to see if he could push me to do it, but he couldn't. I was already almost home. I was feeling bold in that evening because a part of me felt like he wouldn't do what I asked, so I was just going to do it and see what he said. And I literally sent him my location. I know what you guys are thinking. Haley Gabrielle Gamba, what the fuck? I know. At this fucking point, when I sent that location, I had never let a motherfucker in my house. I don't play about that shit, and I still haven't. He's the only person that's ever been in my house. Only man that's ever been in my house. I could not fucking believe that he was like, oh, I'm on my way. Which was crazy because I don't live close to where we were at. And I just couldn't believe it. He got in an Uber, he screenshotted it, sent it to me, and he came. And that was our first night together. I'm gonna be honest with you guys because I'm an honest woman. I didn't feel closer to him because of it. I felt like, if anything, I'm like, oh, like that was okay, like whatever and whatnot. That was interesting. And I think I also kind of knew where we stood because how have you been in town and you haven't reached out to me during the daytime to ask to go out? I was incorrect about our connection. And I'm really good at being okay with where people place me in their life, and then I get to decide what I do with that. And normally, when somebody doesn't honor how I like to be treated, I usually walk away. But this situation was so different that I didn't expect what was to come. So I set my location, he came over, we had a night, whatever. And I went about my life. I really didn't think it was ever going to happen again. I really didn't think I was ever going to see him again. And not because anything bad happened. It was just because I realized that it wasn't what I thought it was, which was okay with me. I was okay with accepting that. So I carried on with my life and I did what I needed to do, which was work, hang out with my friends. I have a very fulfilled life. I don't yearn for anything. Of course, I really liked this person a lot, but I think that I can accept the truth when it's written on the wall. And I actually ended up going back out a couple weeks later with a guy friend of mine. He had invited me out. He wanted us to do dinner and drinks and wanted to catch up. And I was out with him and I saw Dimples out and I saw him from afar and a woman was kissing on his neck. And this was as I was actually leaving the bar. My guy friend covers my eyes. He's like, what the fuck? Like, what's up? Are you good? Like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, oh, nothing. I just, that's a guy that I met, you know, a while back. And we had an evening together recently. And I don't know. I didn't expect to see that. And he was like, oh, fuck him. It's fine. You'll be okay. I'm like, yeah, I'll be okay. I carried on with my life. I was dating other people, whatever. And it was on my mind occasionally, but I think I felt differently. Okay, guys, that was part one. This is a very long story time, and I decided to split it into two parts because I think that me telling this story fully will really give you guys the context needed and the lessons needed. So the next episode will be posted tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in and hear all about how, now that I have seen this person out with another woman, how I was able to still end up in a situationship with him. Talk to you guys tomorrow.